Ellis Island Dream of America is the concert I'm mostly looking forward to in the season. I mean, I look forward to all of them, but this is one is very exciting. We opened the concert with a really fun dance by Arturo Marquez. It's Conga del Fuego. And I think if you all know the conga, you can definitely hear it in this brilliant, less than 5 minute overture. For those of you who remember, when I came to audition for the symphony, we played Marquez Danzón number 2, which is probably his most famous work. The style of the writing is almost the same. So that's going to be a very fun way to open the program. Then we have a concerto, which I have never done this kind of concerto before. It's a concerto for improviser and orchestra. And it's funny because on the orchestra score, there is no part for the solo instrument. The solo is basically improvised 90% of the time. So it keeps me as a conductor on my toes because I don't know what the solo is going to do. And what's so exciting about this piece is that it could be done on any instrument, but for this occasion, we'll have the composer himself, Kinan Azmeh, who's a Syrian clarinetist, brilliant clarinetist, who is going to come and perform this concerto. And it's very much influenced by world music, by Middle Eastern music from his home country. It's one of the most fun concertos I've ever done. It's called a suite for improvising an orchestra. And Kinan is going to blow you away. I mean, I'm so excited to have him in Rockford to play this concerto with us. And I have to tell you, I have in my whole life as a conductor performing with very exciting soloists, I have never seen such an enthusiastic audience reaction to a soloist as I saw with Kinan's playing. People were just jumping off their seat and screaming like it was a rock concert. It was so fun. I met him when we were both students at the Juilliard School. We became close friends. He performed a lot for a long time with the Silk Road Ensemble. He has a lot of collaborations with Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist. He performs all over the world. Actually, right after this performance, he's traveling to London to play with the London Philharmonic. I mean, he's the real deal. And, you know, I haven't seen him in 20-something years. I'm really excited for him to come here and play for us. And I think it was nice to bring a piece that's written by an immigrant in America. Because of the next piece, Ellis Island, Dream of America, which is a piece for a large orchestra, projected images, and 7 narrators. And each of the narrators tells a story by an immigrant coming to America through Ellis Island. These are real testimonies. The script that those narrators, actors are reading are real testimonies of different immigrants from different countries coming in a span of 20 years maybe to America. And I think it really emphasizes and bring out the diversity of this country. I think I read somewhere that almost a third of this country today have some kind of connection to immigrants who came through Ellis Island. And, you know, Rockford always has been a place that welcomed immigrants. We have rich history of that. And I think it's always important to remind ourselves of diversity. You know, for me as well, I'm an immigrant in this country. And how much richer we are as a society because of diversity, because of immigrants contributing to the cultural life of America. It's a really, really fun, almost cinematic work. And we're not only performing it part of our masterworks, but we will also present it in an education concert for school children, which I think is so unique to be able to do such a grand production and have kids in the public schools to have access to that kind of art. It's going to be such a fun concert. Yes, absolutely.